Our tale begins with Oliver Musselworth, professor of medieval studies in the Department of History at Halbauer University. Professor Musselworth made a name for himself early in his career for groundbreaking research on the use of animals in the everyday life of medieval European villages. His first book, Low in the Chain of Being, High in the Eyes of Peasants, Animals in the Medieval Society, brilliantly explored the impact of animals on medieval religion, economics, and politics. It was almost universally praised by noted scholars in the field. However, Musselworth's career took a sharp turn shortly thereafter. Professor Colin Harpel.
After finishing his first book, Musselworth started to get obsessed with the idea of felines being used to guard and protect the farms and village green of medieval villages, of cats being trained by peasants to patrol and to attack trespassers.
Did he have a name for this one?
Well, not at first, but he came to call a feline used in this supposed way, a cat cop.
Eventually, Musselworth began to believe such cats were trained not only to patrol and defend the villages, but to stand on their hind legs and wield tiny hatchets as weapons. It soon became the only thing he would discuss, much to the consternation of his colleagues and students.
And it wasn't just the fact that he was always talking about cat cop, it was that if you refused to listen to one of his endless feline-focused monologues, well, strange things would happen.
Lars Underwood, Halbauer faculty administrator.
I can officially say the problem the university had with Professor Musselworth was not cat cop. Musselworth said he was amassing proof of cat cop's existence, and we were giving him time to prove or disprove his theory, just as we would with any other research fellow. The problem the university had with Professor Musselworth was when notes saying things like cat cop sharp and bloodied whiskers do not forgive those who doubt him began appearing on certain professors' doors.
Evidence suggests that Musselworth was targeting faculty who either no longer humored his cat cop passion or openly mocked him for it. He would write exotic threats, often from the point of view of a violent cat cop persona, and leave them in the paths of his new enemy's daily routines. At least, this is the story the university officials tell when explaining why they let Musselworth go. A local activist, Bombs Bobblesworth, has a different story.
Professor Musselworth is on the verge of revealing radical new truths about our whole concept of the word cop. Maybe they're not pigs. They're kitty cats. But the system can't stand that. That would disturb the system. What I say, the system needs to be disturbed.
Musselworth has a small cult of supporters who, like this man, believe he was forced out of academic life for ideological reasons. This opinion probably finds its most poignant expression in the song Cat Cop, Midnight Meow for Truth by local band Bucksnort. Musselworth himself has used his unemployment to relearn how to play the toy saxophone he loved as a child, as well as continue his cat cop crusade. He declined to be directly interviewed, but told us that he's still working hard on a mammoth cat cop book. Until, and unless, that book comes out, there may be no end to cat cop's twisty tale.